T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Your official station to talk Jets.
Sauce has a tremendous mental makeup to him that allows him to see the game differently than what most players can.
The Fan on 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
Good morning, good morning. We're on the other side. I don't think I've ever heard this jam. Fall Out Boy? No, I don't know who that was. What's up, though? Wednesday, June 15th. In the middle of the month already. Already in the middle of June. Summer is in full swing. Baseball is baseballing. And there was almost a perfect game tonight. There was, thinking St. Louis, a bid for a perfect game that got lost in, yeah, here it is. So close to a no-hitter, Miles Mikolas came one strike away from completing the Cardinals' first no-hitter since 2001. Sucks. One strike away from getting the last out to complete that. Let's take a look at the scores around the league. If you don't check the scores and the standings around Major League Baseball, you kind of get stuck in what a lot of, you know, casual fans get stuck in, which is fine, thinking that like the stories from a month ago, the themes from a month ago, the players that were hot a month ago are still hot. Like Jose Ramirez had 20 RBIs like first 2 weeks, and then he cooled off. Vladdy Jr., they were talking about MVP. He came to Yankee Stadium. He hit 3 home runs in one night. Then he cooled off. So I think there are only 4 games that are still in play. We'll wait on those, but already mentioned the Cardinals game. The Pirates and Cardinals played a doubleheader today. The Cardinals took both games. The first game, they won 3-1. Second game, they won 9-1. And that was the game that Miles Mikolas had almost a no-hitter and gave it up with one strike. Yeah, he had 2 outs, 2 strikes. It's tough. He said it sucks. Disappointing. He thought he had it. The Braves just keep winning. The Braves are ridiculous, but I remind you that they also have a soft spot in their schedule as they get to win number 13 on the year, or win streak 13. Yeah, that's win 13 in this win streak. They beat the Nationals 10-4. The Marlins beat the Phillies. Mets will tango with the Marlins coming up soon. Marlins beat the Phillies 11-9 in Philadelphia. The Orioles beat the Blue Jays. Nice. Yankees will tango with the Blue Jays in Toronto this weekend. That's where the O's are right now. They beat the Blue Jays 6-5 tonight. The Athletics lose 6-1 to the Red Sox in Boston. The White Sox win. They beat the Tigers 5-1 in Detroit. The Padres smack the Cubs at Wrigley 12-5. The Astros edge out the Texas Rangers in Arlington 4-3. And in 10 innings, the Guardians get past the Rockies 4-3. In Colorado, obviously here in New York, the Mets shut out the Brewers 4-0 behind eight strong innings from starter Chris Bassitt. And the Yankees also shut out their opponents, winning 2-0 with a great start from Gerrit Cole, good defense, and just enough at the plate to get it done. A couple errors from the Rays, and the Yankees win 2-0. So that's the scores around the league. Eyes on the Reds, Diamondbacks, Royals, Giants, Angels, and Dodgers, Mariners, Twins. These games are in play. Right now, it's 0-0 in the bottom of the ninth. Reds, D-backs, two of the worst teams in baseball, so no surprise there. They might just play all night. The Royals, Giants, that game is in the top of the eighth. The Giants are up 3-1. They should be able to close out the Royals. The Dodgers versus the Angels, L.A. versus L.A., Dodgers are up 1-0 on the Angels, bottom of the sixth. The Mariners lead the Twins 4-0 out there in Seattle. And when those games go final, I'll get you the scores. But let's get back to the phones. We've got a ton of Yankees fans that want to talk on The Fan, your official station for Yankees baseball. The flagship, something like that, that we say. WFAN is the home of Yankees baseball. The home of Yankees baseball is WFAN. I had to do some reads or something like that. So it must be true. I guess that's what it is. Oh, here's a good one. Let's go to Peekskill, New York, and talk to Sam. What's up, Sam?
Oh, hey, Keith. Yeah, I want to talk about your intro today about, baseball gatekeeping.
Yeah.
And I could not agree with you more. I meet any kind of baseball fan out in the world. I want to make sure that they have a good experience. I want to take them to a ball game. I want to show them, a George McFly live stream. I want to show them a John Boy breakdown or two. Yeah. I want to make sure that they're fans going forward.
And you want to show them what you like, right? What does it for you?
Absolutely.
What makes you a fan? What, entertains you? I'm the same way. I'm always sending people links to stuff like, I listen to this, or I go here, or this is where I get my info from, or this is how I go to the game, or this is the link I use to buy tickets, or this is the entrance I go to. Because you just want to share
Absolutely.
That information so someone can have a good time like you have.
Exactly. And I want to grow the game. I want there to be people who are diehard baseball fans who are watching the World Series or who are watching the ALCS or NLCS above anything else.
Yeah. And it's got to start somewhere, it's interesting. As a kid, you get into baseball casually. You don't even know everything that's going on. You can't as a
exactly.
kid. But then over time, you learn more and more and more, and you become a diehard. And you're never going to stop learning about baseball. I learn something new every single year about baseball. That's what I love. Someone recently.
Every game, really.
Every game, literally. You can see things in the game that I didn't know that could happen. And good. You should have this like hunger and capacity for knowledge with baseball if you love the game. Some people don't, though. Some people just want to see home runs. Some people just want to see nasty pitches. That's fine. However
and
you enjoy
too,
it, you enjoy it. I just don't like the people that put people down like, you don't know anything about baseball.
Exactly.
Like what? Like, you know where that actually came from, bro? Like people were talking about people on MLB Network. Like, this guy doesn't know anything about baseball. And I'm talking to these kids in the comments. I'm like, yo, you're children. You're in high school saying that grown men and women that are on MLB Network don't know anything about baseball? Shut up.
Right, yeah.
Like, you don't know everything about baseball. You're going to learn a ton. You're just bold with your thumbs. Let people enjoy things. And on the other side, too, I'm never trying to really sell baseball to people that are like, baseball's boring. Baseball sucks. I don't know why you like baseball. All right, bro. Like, leave the seats in Yankee Stadium open for the rest of us. Leave
Absolutely.
The tickets to go see the Mets out there for the rest of us. If you don't like baseball, cool. But when there's people that have a little bit of interest, especially young people, when there's young people that want to know more about baseball or are interested or have that look of that curiosity about them, I try to foster that. And I hate when I see people trying to tear other people down. Like, it happens online mostly, but when I see it in real life too, it's like, chill. Okay, this guy doesn't know exactly what, how many home runs Alex Rodriguez hit in 2009. Like, whatever. It's okay.
Yeah, but if you bring him to a ball game and you see a home run, you're all experiencing that home run for the first time, and it's great. It's wonderful. It's beautiful.
It's great, but it's different for everyone. I got into a little back and forth with someone online that misread something that I said. I said there's a difference between TV fans and stadium fans. I was both. And what I meant by that was, you know, when you're watching the game on TV, your perspective is what the YES Network broadcast is showing to you. Your perspective is just what they're producing and sending your way. Yeah. And if you don't go to the stadium a lot, you don't know what goes on. So don't speak on a stadium, like, you know, don't speak on stadium people and stadium affairs from your couch. And someone got offended. They were like, oh, well, what if we can't afford it? I'm like, I grew up not being able to afford to go to games. I grew up 2 hours away from the stadium. I grew up watching on TV. I made it so that as an adult, I would be able to go as much as I'd like to, but I didn't have that opportunity as a kid, and I still was a huge fan. So I understand, but let people enjoy things however they enjoy things.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different ways to enjoy baseball, and I hope everyone can enjoy the baseball in the way that they want to.
Yeah, not online because it's always a fight, especially Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go.
Instagram comments.
It's a mess.
Too many know-it-alls online when it comes to baseball. You say one thing, and people are tweaking. Thanks for the call, Sam. I think, and it's just like the culture of the internet. Like, I put out a tweet. I said, "Did IKF catch Corey Kluber in Texas?" And someone was like, "Huh? What? You mean Trevino?" No, I don't. Like, I'm making a joke. IKF was on him. He got two hits off of Kluber. Nobody else was really hitting him. And I made the joke because we heard that IKF is the emergency catcher. He's done some catching. He's played a bunch of different positions. Like, chill out, bro. Chill out. You don't have to, like, be so quick to try and correct everybody online. Over the weekend, Friday, when they kept walking, or the Cubs kept walking the Yankees, I just kept saying Barry Bonds treatment online. Barry Bonds treatment. Obviously, it's not Barry Bonds treatment, but Barry Bonds got intentionally walked a bunch. So when you see an intentional walk, you think Barry Bonds. But in extra innings, with Manfred's man on second, first base is open. So if you don't want to face Aaron Judge, if you don't want to face Gleyber Torres, you just put him on first base. Someone was like, "I can't believe you called that Barry Bonds treatment." I'm like, bro, relax. I know it's not literally that they think they're Barry Bonds, but they intentionally walked them. Get off your high horse. Like, you know every single thing about baseball. I don't care that you play JV. My guy Anthony out in Jersey City, thanks for calling up. You're back on the Fan.
Keith, what's up, man?
Holding it down, you know, talking that talk on the late night.
Keith, man, I got to say, not just the offense that Gleyber's been bringing, you know, he's obviously comfortable at second, better defensively all around because he went back there. But, man, not only tonight, but throughout the year, this guy has had some great heads-up effort and base running, and I can't be happier more about it because you would get into some struts where, you know, you question his effort, but I just feel like his effort even this year.
Different guy.
You know,
he looks like a different guy.
Yeah, it's like I said, I called, you know, of course, the show, as you know, before the year started. Bro, I was ready to give up Gleyber for, like, a reliever. I thank God I'm not a GM. Like, seriously.
No, but you know what it is, bro? A lot of us were on that because we could only go off of what we saw. And what we saw last season from Gleyber was concerning. And, yeah, it was because they forced him into the shortstop role. The kid is a second baseman. He's comfortable in second base, and he can do everything else. And I think, you know what? Last year was a minor setback for a major comeback. He's locked in this year. He's focused. He doesn't look like he's in outer space. He doesn't look like he's asleep at the wheel. It looks like he's in full control. When he's on the base pass, he's trying to score. When he's out there in the field, that catch he made when Gerrit Cole fielded that ground ball and turned around to throw, and I guess he was trying to throw it to IKF, but Gleyber athletically jumps and makes the catch and keeps his toe on the bag. Incredible. Incredible baseball play. This kid is a great baseball player. I said they said he was a prodigy. He was the MVP of the Arizona Fall League, I remember hearing. And when the trade happened and he came over here, it was a lot of hype. And I feel like the Yankees messed him up saying, oh, he's a shortstop. Maybe in a couple years he can try again. But the kid is a second baseman, and his power is back, and he's locked in into the game. He's making the right decisions. He looks good. So, good for Cashman and the Yankees for sticking with him and helping him figure it out.
Yeah, and one thing, like, you know, everybody has their own opinions, you know, with the callers. And I'm still going to say I'm not the biggest fan of him, but I have to give Josh Donaldson a bit of credit. It's not as much as what he does offensively, but as great as Gio was defensively at third, I don't see Donaldson as a huge drop-off. He has a really good glove, and he has a cannon from that corner. So, I mean, you don't also pay a guy, you know, $50 million just because he's, you know, very good defensively and he could do those things. But I just don't think that Donaldson, you know, is as bad as some people make him seem. Like, I feel like he does contribute well. And
he does put the bat on the ball. Sometimes it just doesn't, you know, land where there isn't a guy. And that's what I said earlier. I think the Yankees value his bat. They value his glove. They value his experience as an all-star and former MVP in that clubhouse. Yeah, he might have rubbed some people the wrong way with the Jackie comments or whatever. That was all nonsense. But I don't think the Yankees are ready to just discard him. And I also don't think the Yankees are ready to just make Matt Carpenter an everyday player. It's not a bad problem to have.
Yeah, Keith, and before I go, man, it's so funny how you talked about, you know, the people on social media today. I'm not going to lie, still to this day, even as of last night, I'm still arguing with people in a Heat community about the Jimmy Butler shot that everybody said that he, you know, he shouldn't have took. I had somebody call me Coach Couch today. So, I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from with that, man.
Whatever. Jimmy's going to take that shot. Who else was supposed to take it? And I know that debate has been going on for since that game ended. Good luck with that.
Yo, Keith, man, you have a great night, bro. Thanks for taking the call.
Later. Jimmy Butler takes that three. People are like, are you crazy? You don't even have that high of a three-point percentage to be pulling that shot. They're still arguing with that. Here we are approaching Game 6 of the NBA Finals. That was Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals like 2 weeks ago. But, yeah, a few things. Josh Donaldson, I feel like the Yankees were down to take Donaldson, and I feel like they really wanted IKF in that whole deal, but they ended up taking Donaldson's money, and the Twins wanted Donaldson's money off the books so that they could make a play at Correa. The Yankees were out on Correa, and whatever. I expected Donaldson to be a little bit better. I'm not going to lie. I expected Josh Donaldson. He said he had a down year last year. I think he was hurt a little bit last year. I expected him to have a better start to this season. I expected more home runs. He's got 162 at-bats, only 5 home runs, 18 RBIs. I expect a little more. I expect a little more, but the nonsense with Tim Anderson happened, and he also got COVID, and, you know, now we're expecting him to do something when he comes back. The suspension is done, and he's got a little time here. He's got a little time, but, you know, in his last 15 games, only one homer, and his last 30 games, 3, like, he's the bringer of rain. You expect to see him hit a little more. I don't think the Yankees discard him. But I think the Yankees maybe challenge his playing time with Matt Carpenter a little more. Matt Carpenter deserves to play more than once a week. And if it's Josh Donaldson and him alternating between DH, Stanton also DHing some, the DH is flexible. You see Judge DH sometimes, like that's going to happen. But who knows? Trade deadline. If somebody wants to take that $25 million and they could use a 36-year-old third baseman slash DH, you never know. You never know. Josh Donaldson has bounced around. The guy has not really stuck anywhere outside of when he was, what, in Oakland? The guy was in Oakland for 4 years, and then he stuck in, I guess, Toronto for 3.5. Then he goes to Cleveland. Then he goes to Atlanta, and he goes to Minnesota for 2 seasons, and now he's here in New York. The guy's bounced around, and they say it's because he's a little bit of a pest. He's, you know, he kind of takes things too far. He, you know, he kind of gets under guys' skin. He's got beef with different players. Obviously, we know about the White Sox, and who knows? I really did feel some kind of way when I saw the Yankees come out and not defend Josh Donaldson. That to me was like, oh, this guy, he hasn't been there long enough. Like they're not taking his side. They don't have his back. Like Judge said, you know, that wasn't the place that we should be going, or he should be going either way, something like that. And hey, that makes me think that they're not looking at Josh Donaldson like, hey, you're definitely on our team. They're looking at him like, hey, you got to fit in. You got to shape up to the Yankee way and be with us. All right, Fleegs. Time to hit that first break. I think it's time. Call me up, 877-337-6666. Mets fans, call up and weigh in. Yankees fans are all on the line. I'll run through these calls faster. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Right back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, hey, Alexa, play WFAN.
Game pages out in New Jersey from Courtney B telling me about a party up in NYC. Can I make it damn right? I'll be on the next flight. Hey, hey, sitting next to Vanna White. Oh, if you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three women in a low in the goldie. Oh, why must I live this? Hey, it must be the money. Keith McPherson on the Fan checking back in, man. I don't think I've heard that one. We got Nelly on the beat pack now. Nailed all of those lyrics. Still know that song word for word. That was clean. Anywho, like my boy John says, anyway, why Susan, I thank you. Back to the topics at hand. Yankees win. Mets win. In my open, I said, we are the alphas here. We're at home. We're in New York. Welcome to the jungle. We are the empire. These other teams are coming from Florida and Wisconsin into New York. They have to figure out how to play here after going to see Times Square and the Freedom Tower and the Empire State Building and whatever else they do. Doing their full medias, doing a full media tour. Every player on the Brewers, every player on Tampa Bay doing interviews and media availabilities while they're in the big city. Okay, make sure you're ready to play at 7 o'clock. Because those guys in Queens and those guys in the Bronx are bullies. They're top dogs. And it's going to be hard for you to step in there and face them, not the other way around. When people were telling me, oh, this next stretch for the Mets, oh, this next stretch for the Yankees, like, what are y'all watching? The Rays don't scare me. I told y'all last night. The Yankees should have taken that series from them in Tampa. Shouldn't have been a split. Should have been at least 3-1, maybe even a sweep. Those last two losses were close. And the Mets shouldn't be afraid of anyone either. The Mets should be laughing. The Mets are like, yeah, we're getting this done without our two aces. which is like literally what the Mets were built on, right? The fact that they were going to have DeGrom and Scherzer this year and those two aces would be, they're not even throwing for the Mets, and the Mets are getting it done. Chris Bassett tapping back in, going ninja tonight, 8 innings. Fourth time in his career, he's gone 8 or more innings, and that's his 5th win of the season. Gerrit Cole gets his 6th win of the season. Gerrit Cole bounces back. Command, location, fired, fired up. Like, it means something to him. Like, you love to see that. Bouncing back after his worst start, giving up 5 home runs in a game that the Yankees picked him up. Still, you got to erase your last start. You're only as good as your last start. Those 5 days are a long 5 days after you get embarrassed. Chris Bassett said he was embarrassed. So he locked in. He got in the lab. He figured it out. Yankees win, 2-0 shutout. Mets win, 4-0 shutout. Let's talk to the fans on the Fan. Megan is in Wethersfield, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Megan?
Hi. Hi, Keith. Thank you so much. First of all, I just want to say that I've been a huge Yankees fan ever since I was 10, and I've really kind of enjoyed your show. You're my favorite show out of all the people on WFAN, and I love my sports. I just want to say that. So I might have gotten jumbled. I am Megan.
No, you're great, Megan. You're great. I'm smiling. I'm laughing because I'm flattered. Thank you. I'm glad you listen to WFAN. You enjoy my show. You're a Yankees fan.
Oh, no.
I feel like in this year with the Yankees playing this well, we need a Yankees fan on the Fan at night after the games talking about the team like this.
You know what? That's why I love, you know, your take on it, because there's so many Mets, you know, people on WFAN and, you know.
And everywhere. These Mets fans are everywhere. You can't get away from them. There's so many Mets fans.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that so many people have been saying that, like, oh, well, how could you be a Yankees fan in the area where there's a lot of Red Sox fans? And I have 3 generations of Yankees fans in my family. And so I'm thinking, well, how can I not be a Yankees fan?
Right.
I mean, so there's the Mets. But, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, so you tell them you were born into it and tell them that Yankees fans are global. This is the Yankees universe.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. I mean, that's kind of one of those things where I have one of my friends who he's gone, like, when I asked him, he said that, oh, well, he's just been born a Yankee fan, and he's, I believe, gone to the Bleacher Creatures. I mean, you know, he's had those Yankee tickets, and so, you know, I definitely have to, you know, see what I can do with getting Yankee tickets. But seriously, though, it's been...
Have you been to a Yankees game?
Oh, have I gone to a Yankees game? Yes, no, that's an easy brain question.
Okay.
I've gone to some Yankee games at the old Yankee Stadium, and my first ever Yankee game actually was Bernie Williams walk off in the bottom of the 14th inning. And so it was a super, super hot day. We went through about 5 gallons of water that day, and we were in the complete, utter hot sun. And it's just something where when we were scared, I was thinking, okay, I mean, Jeter got me into the Yankees, but then I was thinking, I am officially proud to be a Yankee fan. So between this and then some several amazing Yankee moments, just, you
good.
Know, going to the games.
Yeah, you
got
to get back to the stadium for this team. You got to get back to the Bronx to see these guys play.
Yeah. So I'm going to treat my mom. So I treated my mom to Yankee Stadium for Paul O'Neill Day as a Mother's Day gift. And it's just kind of been something where, going back with what you were saying before with another caller saying about Donaldson and, you know, about, oh, should you have him traded or not, I think that, I love Donaldson because, I'll admit, I'm a huge Garrett Cole fan. I didn't like how he rubbed off, you know, when he accused Cole of
called
cheating,
out Garrett Cole. Yeah, exposed Cole in the spider attack.
Yeah, so I'll say that, like, I think that as much as I, you know, didn't like that then, I like his energy. I really like how
he brings a spark to the team. He definitely brings an edge to the team. There's something about him for sure.
He does. He does. And I think that, you know, there's something about, you know, I like how, I mean, I didn't like how the Yankees treated him. I mean, I got to admit, I didn't like how Judge kind of came out and said that, oh, well, you know, he should have not said that.
Yeah,
Zach, he
didn't have his back. Still there?
I think.
All right. So, Megan dropped two BSs, so we had to let Megan go. I think I dumped both of them, but Fleegs also was on it. Okay, so if you, yeah, so let's let that breathe for a second. appreciate the call. Appreciate the compliments. Yankees fans, call me up. I mean, it's our time. It's Mets time, too. But there has been historically a lot of Mets fans on the station. There's still a lot of Mets fans at the station. And I definitely take pride in the fact that I get to be the first one to speak about the Yankees after the results of the game. That's, you know, outside of the post game. Sweeney Murdy, technically, is the first guy to speak on the Yankees after the game, but he's part of the whole broadcast and presentation of John Susan and the Yankees. And then I come on as a host, a big Yankees fan, not that big. I'm like 195, 200. But I take pride in bringing my energy to the mic and to the show and connecting with Yankee fans. So, Megan, thanks for calling in and sharing some of your experience and how you became a fan. I love hearing that type of stuff. That's, you know, that's tied back to the fandom. That's tied back to letting people be fans and, you know, stop looking at someone and saying, all right, you live in Weathersfield, Connecticut, which I guess is closer to Red Sox territory. Why are you a Yankees fan? Like, don't worry why I'm a Yankees fan. It's what I like. My mom was a Yankees fan. My dad was a Yankees fan. This is how I grew up. I was born into this. I was raised this way. And it doesn't matter what the location is with the Yankees are global. Yankees universe, like I said. So, all right, let's move back into the conversation. I don't really want to talk about Josh Donaldson. But I will say, right, I do understand why Cashman brought him here. When that move got made, I was like, all right, why Josh Donaldson, especially after the Cole stuff? But maybe he wanted to show Cole, like, hey, we don't care about that, bro. Like, we're trying to win. We're bringing in players that are going to help us win. And you need an agitator like that sometimes. And that's what I thought Garrett Cole was good for. But now I just think this team is above that type of stuff, and we're seeing it. Like, they don't need to antagonize guys. They don't need to trash talk guys. They just go out and hammer the baseball and play good defense. And so maybe they've already matured past the, like, needing a pest in Josh Donaldson. And I remember when the whole Tim Anderson thing came out, I said, I don't mind a guy that's going to play the psychological game, get in your head, get in the opponent's head, get in the opposing team's head with something that they said and use it against them. I don't mind that. You know, that gets some guys off their game. But I think the Yankees are beyond it. And, yeah, when you hear, you know, Boone is the manager and Aaron Judge is basically captain. When you hear those guys come out with a different message, right, when they weren't backing Josh Donaldson, they said he shouldn't have been going there. It wasn't smart. It wasn't something that he should have been doing. Kind of leads you to believe they weren't feeling that. I'm not sure how the conversations went, but I know when Josh Donaldson came back, he said he was a little shocked. He was a little surprised to see they didn't have his back. That kind of thing can ruffle some feathers. That kind of thing can make it uneasy. That kind of thing, who knows right now? The suspension just got served in the game last night. Donaldson may be back in the lineup tomorrow, but now with Matt Carpe Diem seizing the day, I mean, Matt Carpenter, didn't hit a home run today? What? What happened? Matt Carpenter didn't go yard? Matt Carpenter went 0 for 4 with two strikeouts? That's why I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe they keep him as the weapon off the bench, starting once in a while, and maybe they're not ready to move on from Josh Donaldson just yet. Bruce is out in Howell, New Jersey, next up on The Fan. You got it, Bruce.
Hey, how's it going, Keith?
Pretty good.
Yeah, this is what I love about the Yankees this year. I mean, a guy with zero home runs and the Yankees pretty much single-handedly winning the game for them. IKF was huge today in the field and big clutch hit over there.
IKF was my player of the game. Scored two runs. The Yankees scored two runs in the fourth. That's all they need. 2-0.
Yeah.
2-zip, baby. 2-zip. That Yankees defense. That's why IKF was my player of the game, too. Not just for, you know, the hits, but his defense. Double plays.
Yeah, I'm not a Garrett Cole defender. I'm similar to you, but, you know, it was nice to see them get Choi's number, because Choi usually has his number. Because I know if we're going to win the World Series, we're going to need him to pitch this session.
It's great to see Garrett Cole bounce back. I'm a Yankees fan. I'm not a Garrett Cole defender. I want to see the Yankees win, and if Garrett Cole isn't right, that gives the Yankees less of a chance to win. And I was pleased to see him just look like a different guy tonight, look like he had a different approach tonight, and get it done and hold it down and give us a chance to win. 2-0. Yankees win.
Yeah, right now, I don't know if most Yankee fans trust him to be the game one starter.
He's not going to be. He can't. He's got the lowest ERA out of our five starters, so he can't be the guy we're giving the ball to based off of contract.
Right. Do you think that the Yankees will go for Ian Happ? I saw him in the Cubs series. He played very well. Fans were talking about him.
Maybe. Maybe Ian Happ. Maybe Andrew Benintendi. Maybe Brian Reynolds. I would like to see the Yankees go out and get a guy that can play center and play the corner outfields.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe. People. I expect them to get another outfielder in here.
Who would you rather, Benintendi or Happ?
I think I'd like Happ over Benintendi, but I don't know. I think that, like, the obvious guys aren't going to be it. I mentioned, like, you know, 3 years ago the Yankees got Edwin Encarnacion, and I was like, oh, okay. I guess the Mariners were trying to move him. Good. Like, there's going to be someone random that Cashman adds for outfield depth, and it might not be a home run hitter. It might not be a bopper, but I feel like we need another outfielder. I feel like you can't really rely on Hicks, Gallo. They've got no love for Miguel Andujar. Tim LeCastro is a pinch runner. He can play some outfield, but you're not putting him in a starting lineup. So then that leaves you with Judge and Stanton, and you got to be careful with those guys. Stanton can play right field some, but he shouldn't be in right field outside of Yankee Stadium, in my opinion. And then Judge is a right fielder, but he can definitely play center field, but we shouldn't be utilizing him as our center fielder too much. I feel like they need another guy that can play center or play center and left, center and right.
Yeah. This team keeps reminding me of, you know, they're very similar to the 98 team. Like, the 98 team won. Any error happened, the two-out error, they took advantage and drove the run in when Margo dropped the ball. Very similar.
This team just keeps getting compared to the best teams in Yankees history. Very much so that 1998 team, they were talking about it in the broadcast. I got to go back and look up some 1998 team stuff. I was a wee young lad, but I don't remember it that strongly. I just know that it was one of the best teams ever, and it was a World Series champion, and that's what we're trying to be this year. So good. Good team to be compared to.
I agree with you. I like the broadcast.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. I like the call with Conan and Kay on it, especially tonight or last night with Garrett Cole versus Corey Kluber, right? I said that earlier. I said if we're getting a pitcher's duel, right, we're getting two top dogs on the mound. Klubot is a little past his prime. Garrett Cole's trying to figure stuff out. But, hey, give me Coney on the call. Coney will break some stuff down and see some things. And obviously his rapport and his chemistry and his flow and the amount of reps that he's had calling the game with Michael Kay, it's easy. Sounds good. It's enjoyable. Especially in a game with not too much action. 12 hits total. 2 runs scored total. a pitcher's duel somewhat. Give me Conan K on the call. My guy Jules out in Oakland, New Jersey, went to the game tonight. What's up, kid? You're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call. Feeling good after another hard-fought victory. I mean, they haven't hit too well tonight, but they found a way to get it done, and we both said Cole had to bounce back, and he did.
Yes, they find a way to win. It doesn't always have to be bombs over Baghdad. 2-0, we'll take it, and it was all eyes on Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole had to bounce back, and he did. Pressure is a privilege. He responded to the pressure tonight.
100%, and like we've talked about, they have so many different ways to win. Like, this really feels like a team that's got to go all the way, and I've been saying that we don't need to stress the pressure right now. Like you said, it's a privilege. They're going to walk into the playoffs, so I'm really looking forward to it, and it's been long overdue.
It's been long overdue, man. It feels great to have a team like this right now. 45 and 16, first place in all of baseball, but specifically the East, and they're building, right? 9-game lead on Toronto. That can grow larger this weekend. 10-game lead on Tampa. That can grow larger over the next couple days. Man, it's hard not to dream, and I'm not shying away from it. I'm not going to be afraid to talk about it. This is the year. This is the team. Obviously, you got to take it day by day, series by series, week by week, month by month. But pretty soon, we'll be there. And they are just getting better and better and getting more reps and more chemistry and all that together. So I feel good about it. How was the stadium, man? How was it sounding, feeling, looking on a Tuesday night out there?
You know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't, like, totally sold out or anything. But the vibes were there, like, when the moments were big, obviously, like the Cole situations he got out of. Obviously, the offense was mainly dead except that one play and the miscues. And the thing that's interesting is that Tampa Bay seems a lot sloppier than they've been in the past. And the Yankees actually seem like they're more on point. Like, it seems like it's like a role reversal right now, which is cool because we needed that.
This is not the same Tampa Bay Rays team we've seen with Kevin Cash in the last few years. They've let some guys go. They're not as strong defensively. They committed costly errors tonight. We've seen them in the first series in the Trop have some issues as well. They don't have as many impactful bats. They have a couple guys you got to watch out for, but it's not like, you know, Meadows killing you or, you know, Joey Wendell or Brandon Lau, like those guys were killing us in the last couple of years. This is a little different look team. And then even their bullpen, right? A lot of their bullpen is hurt. So some of those arms that we were facing out of the bullpen in the last few years, they're not there. They're leaning on their starting pitching more so now. And I don't know, it's a shift. It's definitely a shift. The Rays, don't scare me. They're a third-place team. They're 35-26. I know people want to believe Kevin Cash and the Rays are these like mad scientist baseball geniuses that have everything figured out, but they can get beat. And as of right now, in the 5 games the Yankees have played against them, the Yankees have taken 3, they've taken 2, so...
Right, and you got to win the series. I mean, tomorrow's going to be tough with McClanahan against Nestor, but I'll take my chances. If they lose tomorrow, they can win Thursday.
I like that kind of party. I'll be at the stadium for that tonight. I want to see that. Those guys both have ERAs under 2. I want to see that matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and I do agree. I'm not really worried about Tampa. Toronto's still a little bit, but we are 9 games up on them. That offense is way more potent than the Rays' offense, too. I know they lost Ryu. The Rays lost Kent Ridge, so the Yankees are getting some breaks, too. There was no Franco tonight, so they just got to take advantage, keep it rolling. I'm not worried about the tough stretch either because they've showed they could beat the good teams, despite what people say. Like, there hasn't been a time that they've really been overmatched this year at all.
No. That narrative is already dead. They are the good team, and they aren't scared of any other teams. They'll line up and play with whoever, however, whatever style baseball you want to play and find a way to win, just like they did tonight.
Yeah, and then the last thing I'll say is about the outfield. I do agree we're going to need someone. I am hopeful for Ian Happ, but like you said, it could be someone under the radar. But Happ fills so many boxes because he can play center. He can move around a little bit. He's hitting for good power. He gives you some switch hitting with the lefty bat, too. So I think that'd be great.
And Joey Gallo is fighting to stay. Joey Gallo is trying to keep up his good plays, trying to make it happen, man. He worked a walk. He stole a base, and I was pumped for him. No hits on the night. But I'll take it, bro. I'll take that.
Right. I still believe he can be good, but he's just, like, very streaky, and the fan base has no patience with him. And then Another thing was Rivers.
I don't think he'll be here, but he's trying. You could tell he's like, I don't want to be traded. I'm trying.
Yeah, I think you're right, because the problem is they can't move Hicks, and it's tough to go forward with both of them on a championship team. That's the problem.
You can't put them in big spots. We can't get to October and have runners on with two outs, and then it comes up Hicks or Gallo, and they strike out. People will be throwing beer cans on the field again.
Yeah, we know how it gets. So October's going to be fun, but this was a good call. Thanks for taking it, as always, and looking forward to what's ahead. I'll be back out there. I don't think this week, but I'll definitely be back for the Astros series.
I'll see you then. Thanks for the call, Jules. Yeah, no, you can't put Gallo and Hicks in a postseason situation where they can ground out or strike out and the fans are there and on top of you and they just boo. No, we can't have that. And you definitely can't put Aroldis Chapman back in there in a closed situation, save situation, high leverage situation, and let him blow it again. We're past that. We're past that. This team is rolling. This team is winning a ton. 9-1 in their last 10. Another win streak. 5-game win streak. Didn't they just have a win streak that ended in Minnesota? Yup. New one starts now. Keep it rolling. Let's see who else is on the line. I don't have to take a break. We could take this to the top of the hour. We can keep going. Okay, Kevin, out in Wayne, talk to us. You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Before I ask you this question, I just want to say I did not eat all of that fruit. As you said, that was Odie. You can't eat that. I did put a pretty good dent in it, referring to my tweet, but I digress. Anyways, so
bro,
game seven.
That you prepared so much chopped up fruit. Like, I was thinking about just the smell. I'm like, bro, that's OD. There's no way you could be like enjoying all of that. Like, maybe no, I'm looking at it now. That's too much.
Oh, I love it. Anyways, it's game seven. ALCS, ALDS, Worlds, whatever. Any hypothetical series. Who are you going to start? Who would you start? Gerrit Cole or Nestor Cortez?
Well, game seven, if it's game seven, the way it would work, like, whoever started, I don't know, game, like, three or game two is, like, you know, in the seven-game series, the guys repeat. So it would be, like, one, two, three. So, I don't know. But my game one starter, and I know we're not going to be in a wild card scenario, but my game one starter would be Nestor Cortez. Like, I think that makes the most sense. He's got the low ERA. He competes. He's in the Cy Young conversation. He's going to be an all-star. It's Nestor Cortez, but they also can play the matchup game, right? Maybe they don't want to throw a lefty in that situation against Team X. Seve, Tyone, those guys have been great. Monty's been good, too. And if Gerrit Cole can just start stringing together good starts, like he did for a little bit, and then he exploded. Not exploded, he combust. He unraveled. If he can put together some good starts and build our confidence in him back up, then I could see them handing him the ball too with a short leash. But you don't want to do that. You want a starter, go out there and hold it down. And I have the most confidence in Nestor Cortez right now.
I agree with that. I mean, anything could happen. It's still up very early in the season. But as of right now, the clear ace of the Yankees lineup is Cortez.
They were tearing me up on Yankees Twitter last July. When last July, I literally said, after Cole got rocked by the Tampa Bay Rays, he gave up four in the first inning. I'm like, yo, is this the guy y'all want to hand the ball to in a one-game elimination? In a wild card situation where we could be right back at the trop in Tampa? In July of last year, the Red Sox were in first place. We thought we were going to end up in the wild card situation against the Rays. And people were like, oh my God, I can't believe you can say that about Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole is one of the best pitchers in the last 3 years. Look at his ERA. Look how many wins he has. He's got the stuff. I'm like, yo, I'm going off of what I'm seeing. I don't have faith in him. And I said that, and then what did we end up? We ended up Red Sox, Yankees, Red Sox in Fenway. Gerrit Cole gets the ball. He gives it up. Doesn't go that very far into the game, and then there's just more excuses. Oh, his hamstring, COVID, he wasn't right. And it's like, okay, well, that was a one-game elimination that ended our season. So maybe if he wasn't right, he shouldn't have taken the ball and they should have gone to someone else.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very Yankees thing that right when their main ace starts to fade, Nestor Cortes comes out of nowhere and is having an amazing season.
But also Jameson Taillon, who was a top pick and went through a lot of rough things in his life, he is looking sharp. I know, you know, Nestor's last outing, Taillon's last outing, not great. But these guys are all looking like aces. Gerrit Cole is not the only ace on the Yankees staff. He's not the guaranteed number one in any series or situation. Thanks for the call, Kevin. We got to take a break. Getting closer to the top of the hour, Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to 2 a.m. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.